This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. That was Dave reading the news, and he's back at noon. My co-host is Nevena. Who we got next?
We have a wonderful author who's joining us. That's Luke Rutledge. He has just published A Man and His Pride. Luke, welcome to Saturday Magazine.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. It's great to be here.
A very timely book with World Pride around the corner. Can you tell us a little bit about it and your journey to getting this published?
Yeah, sure. So A Man and His Pride is about a guy called Sean Preston, who is a 26-year-old gay man living in Brisbane during the 2017 same-sex marriage plebiscite. So when we first meet Sean, he's just been dumped by his first ever boyfriend in a very brutal way. And so he sort of vows to never become emotionally attached to another guy ever again. And so we sort of start to see him spiral a little bit initially and sink into some of his old habits of, drinking a lot and having a lot of casual sex that leaves him feeling quite empty. But all that sort of starts to change when he meets a guy called William, who is also a gay man. He's a nurse, and he is in many ways the complete opposite of Sean. He's, unapologetically gay, but he's also very naive about the gay dating scene. And so the two sort of agree to help each other, and we see an unlikely friendship to start to blossom. So it's a story about finding a pride, learning to love yourself, and about this friendship between these two characters.
I'm really curious about the backdrop to the postal survey, the plebiscite. How did that play into it, and why did you choose to set it in that context?
Yeah, I've been asked this a lot, and I wish I had a more intellectual answer, to be honest. It really was just an idea that came to me while in the shower one day. I had been planning the book for about 2 weeks, so I hadn't started writing it yet. But once I made that decision to set it during that time, the story did come quite easily to me. It gave it a natural sort of structure, and I knew how it would end. But of course, looking back, I can now see how setting it during that, very turbulent time of, Australia's fight for equality does fit in quite well with Sean's personal story of, the journey that he goes on to find his pride. But I wasn't really thinking about all of that at the time. It just seemed like a good idea. And it's, obviously a period that everybody remembers. And I hadn't sort of come across other stories that had set it during that period. So it just sort of intrigued me, I guess. Yeah.
It's a bit of a parallel journey, isn't it, Luke? The marriage equality journey, everyone had an opinion, everyone was giving advice, and we didn't know how it was going to turn out, and when relationships change, it's actually the same. Mm. You don't, all your friends will have an opinion and, you don't know how it's going to turn out. You hope it's going to turn out a particular way. So there are a lot of parallel journeys there, aren't there?
Yeah, I think we look back at it now, 5 years later, and we think, what the hell was all that about? All that fuss, years ago, he came out when he was 19 and he's now 26. He's never fully learned to embrace his sexuality or that part of his identity. If anything, he accepts the fact that he's gay with reluctance. So, yeah, it's a story of finding your pride, and I think there are some parallels with the marriage equality plebiscite. It was almost like Australia was making this big decision of, whether we were in gay relationships or not.
Can I just ask you to stand still, Luke, because the signal's dropping in and out, or push your face up against the window. That's always a good look. What was, in writing a book, it's not an easy process, convincing yourself you need to do it, potentially, is it going to get published? What are some of the big challenges that you faced in making this happen?
I think for me, it's the self-doubt. I am someone who suffers a lot with self-doubt and imposter syndrome. And of course, when you're writing a book and you've got no idea if it's going to be published or if it's even good enough, that self-doubt does sort of start to creep in. So one thing I found helpful actually was listening to other authors talk about this self-doubt, because it is something that I think most writers have in common. And it's just keeping that momentum going of the story and getting up every day and, you know, hauling yourself in front of the computer in the morning. I get up at 5:30 and write before work. I work full time. So, you know, not every day, you don't feel like doing it every day, but it's just a matter of developing that routine and just putting in the work, I think.
And Luke, this is a book about two gay men, but it's a book for everyone. Yeah. Everyone can take something from this. It shouldn't be pigeonholed just for being members from our community. Can you talk a little bit about queer visibility in the media and what that means to you with your book now about to be out in the world?
Yeah, I think the importance of visibility just cannot be overestimated, really. I mean, I spent all of my teens and my early 20s in denial about being gay, and I struggled a lot with, you know, coming out to my family and friends. That's despite the fact that I knew that everybody would be okay with it. I was never sort of, you know, I didn't grow up in a homophobic household or anything. Mm. So I have often wondered about why I struggled so much with it, and I think it comes down to just lack of visibility. You know, being gay and gay relationships were just not something that was normalized growing up.
Mm.
And so I think today, obviously, you know, LGBT people have so much visibility and so much visibility in the mainstream, which I think is good. I mean, gone are the days where, you know, the only gay show on TV was SBS on, you know, Queer as Folk late at night sort of thing. So I think, yeah, just having that visibility and being able to see yourself reflected in the stories that you read and the movies that you watch is just so important, because it just normalizes being gay, I think, yeah.
An interesting part of this book is that the protagonist, Sean, his job is an online troll moderator, and that that is very much testing his mental health. Can you speak a little bit about that and the impact that discrimination and bigotry has online and has on people, and how you use that as a tool for Sean?
Yeah, I wanted to give him a job that was, you know, the most meaningless job possible, really, and What more meaningless job is there than moderating comments on Facebook or whatever? I work as a communications officer myself, and have worked a bit in that social media space. And it's just also pointless. You know, people complain and you only ever hear from the people who have something negative to say.
Of course.
But the point of that with Sean was that I wanted him to, you know, be in this job where he feels stuck and in a rut. But it's very much a decision on his part to stay in that role. And that all comes down to the fact that he doesn't really think that he deserves to be happy. He doesn't think that he deserves to be loved in many ways. So, yeah, that was kind of the reasoning behind that. Just anything to kind of make him more miserable as possible, I think.
And Luke, we're winding up, but we do have a message from 117 saying, "I remember going out to my front fence in Queensland and putting a rainbow flag on the gate. It felt like a referendum on, quote, do they like us? And the relief of finding out the answer was mostly yes."
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And obviously it was a good outcome in the end, with, you know, over 60% of people voting yes. So it's a wonderful thing, but That journey to get there was just unnecessary and I think caused a lot of harm, really, to the mental health of young gay people in particular. So it's a shame that we had to go through that process, but it was a good outcome in the end.
In the end. Mm. Luke, thanks for writing this book and thanks for your time today. I appreciate it, and I hope you have a great week coming up.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me on the show. It's been great to be here.
It's been our pleasure.
Thanks for joining us.
That was Luke Rutledge with his book, A Man and His Pride.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.